Rusty Quill presents.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Pins of Needle Street. The Case of the Odd Baker. In the gaslighter district of Old Saline, the area south of the river where folks ply their trade without power, a clear, chilly day, Inspector Braxton leaned on an old needle's carriage and chewed a toothpick and itched at his leg brace, which offset his limp. A potter, a cobbler, and a hammersmith along one side of the street. And on the corner sat a comfortable bakery. The white exterior flaked away to expose red brick. An asymmetrical chimney reached up from the basement. Empty wicker woven baskets filled the bakery window, and a calico cat reclined behind faded painted letters, flicking its tail as it watched a finch pick at some crumbs in the street cobble. It was quiet. The morning crowd had just eased off, rushing home as they delicately clutched warm loaves wrapped in paper. Inspector Braxton watched a shop girl drag a broom through the entry, adjust her bonnet, and sweep the dust off the stoop.
Looks like your usual bakery to me. Maybe a bit old-fashioned. Don't suppose they'd have a shop girl sweeping out front if it were really haunted.
I've heard of this one. Word spread across the river. Best sourdough in town. Maybe you can take a loaf to Tilly.
Mind your business, Wegg. Gaslighter district. Quieter down here for sure, but that smell of horse, awful. I do not miss that.
Let's have a look. Eh, Braxton? We can't loaf around here.
Don't make me regret letting you out of your hole.
You two of the needles?
Your father in. We need to have a word.
It's not my father. Hampersham, the master baker, he's in the basement. I'm the one came by Needle Street.
Blink twice if you're in danger.
Nothing like that. Hampersham is a bit odd, but he's not dangerous. There's more risk in the stampede for the morning bake.
The sourdough bull? Braxton, you have to try some. I hear the secret is in the river water.
That foul stuff.
That's the one. Every morning lines out the front. Hampersham comes in the dark and sets the bake. I mind the customers and the shop. Hampersham talks under his breath. At first, I thought it was him muttering to himself, and I thought he was babying the loaves. Talking to him like an infant, but nah. It's the old one. It talks to him. He's quite vocal now. I hear him yammering to it in the basement. I got worried he's gone off his nut.
So you came to Needle Street?
He has arguments with it. But then I could have sworn I've heard another voice down there. As if it was talking back to him.
Well then, let's have a look at this here haunted oven.
Hammersham labored in the basement of the bakery.
Yes, Mother.
Skinny, with a comb-over sparsely covering his bald spot.
I know we have to get
an apron
rid of
with
them.
No shirt in the heat of the room. Sweating,
yes,
to himself.
Mother. Yes, Mother. Oh, she's fine, Mother. We can trust her.
Knock, knock. Mr. Hammersham, it's Needle Street. We've come to discuss the ghosts in your...
Don't come down here, I'll open up. Be just a moment.
Nonsense. I hear about a haunted oven. I need to see this thing for myself.
No, I... Please.
Smells great down here. Look at all that sweet puffy dough and flour and sacks and stacks of pans.
Please, if we can go back upstairs, we can discuss.
I love me some fresh bread. Oh yeah, yours is to die for. Is this the aforementioned possessed chamber? Shame you aren't cozied up with a soup monger. I do love to dip me bread into some nice chowder.
Braxton, the corner. 2 cold cuts.
No, you...
Right. Unless those two fellas are having a kip,
no.
I think you're in some bother, Mr. Ambushin.
You don't understand, I found, like, that... No, well, not rightly, like... That they were, like... That, but lying over here near the oven, but I swear I didn't do anything.
Found them like that, did you?
Do you have any... proof?
Oh, I'm not bringing you out next time. I mean it.
That one was an accident. Don't get all crusty.
Folks adore my bread. That much I'm certain. The cues form, and as word spreads, tales emerge. Whispers circulate about me, stashing my money within the very bricks of the oven. How such rumors took root, I do not know. There have been attempts by others to steal from me. Before, I'd managed to scare them off. This time... Well...
Yeggman?
These bodies are pretty stiff. The timing works out. I'll get my folding camera and flash pad. It's dark down here. I'll have Hugh send a runner for the meat wagon.
And I found these two like this in the early morning when I came in to stoke the oven. You must understand, I had to open for business. I can't let word get out about this. It would ruin me.
So, you're saying these two men broke in here, cracked into the brick oven foundation, didn't find nothing, argued, and then beat each other with crowbars. To death.
I suppose. I just found them on the ground with those pry bars. I was going to come to Needle Street right after I closed up. Honest.
And what's with the ghost in the oven stuff? That part of the rumours?
I talked to myself a great deal. Part of the job. It's lonely getting up crack of dawn to prep and bake. It's just me talking to myself down here for hours and hours. I'm sure that's off-putting. I forget when I'm around others.
Yes. Why don't you come upstairs with us, and you can tell me all again while Weg gets her pretty photo.
The mid-morning stretched into the evening as Weg captured her photos, and the meat wagon hauled the bodies of the two men back to the morgue. Braxton sent a telegram uptown and sat by the carriage as he waited for word. He didn't buy the story from Hambersham, but the fellow didn't smell like a killer. He didn't have the frame to take on those two men, even if he had the jump on them. Hambersham was small and shifty, a pest he'd find peeping in windows. Was he covering for someone? Was there a partner? Braxton wanted to watch him a while before he took him in for questioning. They sent the shop girl home early.
Inspector Braxton, I got your invitation.
Miss Souter, there was no need to deliver in person. I was looking only for history of the building and anything on ambushing.
No trouble. Nice to get out of the archives. I pulled the history of the bakery. Old oven. It used to be a crematorium, but I had a look back into the lantern record. I found 3 other stories of bodies found in the bakery scattered over the years, each in a different part of Selmin. They could be related. Different names, though.
I'd say that qualifies as suspicious. That ambushing seems shifty to me.
One other item. Wade wanted you to have this. She examined the bodies.
Blunt force wounds were substantial but not necessarily fatal. Cause of death difficult to determine, but one odd factor. Both bodies were saturated with candida. What is thrush?
It's an infection. I've never heard of yeast killing anyone.
Two men, blood trauma from a scuffle in the basement of a bakery. Both with an infection. Tainted bread? Poison?
I think we need a closer look at that bakery when Hamberson isn't around.
I like the way you think, Miss Suter.
I just wonder if the killer left any breadcrumbs.
Is that newsboy available? What's his name? Shiner?
A chill as the dark fell. They waited and moved in the shadows between the gaslights. Braxton crouched down and picked the lock of the front door, and they slipped into the bakery and sneaked into the basement. Heat of the workday gone. A few slender hours of quiet of the deep brick oven.
Do you have a light so we can look around down here?
Bricks are back in place. Swept up. Wouldn't know two Yeggmen met their end here.
Do you think there's money hidden in the bricks?
Could be stashing the cabbage just about anywhere. But I bet my flask uses that safe right there. And I'll bet that oven isn't haunted.
You sure it's not haunted? You mentioned the shop girl said it was talking to Hamberson. It is really dark in there. Maybe if I just reach my hand in... Vaccine. It's the shop girl. She's stuffed in there. She's dead.
Ambushim, you are a dark one. Looks like she suffocated. What's that she holding?
A jar. It has something in it.
Let me see that. What is this? Smells like death.
That's the starter for the sourdough. The mother. It's a living thing. You feed it and it grows and you use it for each new batch of dough. Although this one is bubbling and churning like I've never seen.
Shh! The door!
It's Hamberson.
Just need some sleep. Yes, Mother.
Momsy loves a good boy.
Yes, Mother.
Are you a good boy?
Yes, Mother.
Dispensed with an intolerable shop girl. She tried to rob us.
Oh, no, Mother. You did it again. How will I explain this?
Make Momsy feel good.
Yes, Mother.
Feed Momsy so she can make the good bread.
Is this what you like? Is this what you want?
That's it, my boy. You are such a good boy.
Thank you, Momsy.
You.
We're not alone.
Hey, you little freak. Is this what you like?
Who let you in here? Get away from us. Get away from Momsy.
He's making a run for it with a jar.
After him.
He's hijacking our carriage.
The street circles around. We'll be forced to come back this way on the other side. Get to the balcony and we can hop on the carriage roof.
Can you make it up there with your hitch, with your leg?
You worry about that petticoat suitor. Here he comes back around.
I'm not ready.
Jump! Stop the carriage, Ambushim!
Leave us alone.
Off you go!
Monster!
Braxton, the jar!
I can't get them under control!
The jar! Throw me the jar!
Here!
Ah. sewer.
I can't see, but I can smell it. We're heading to the river for sure.
Can you turn this thing around?
These ponies ain't slowing down. We're going into the drink.
Towels.
I got water in my ear. This stinks. This smell is never gonna scrub out.
Oh, no bother. I'll just retrieve a mop to clean up all this river water.
Good of Hughes to lock up Hammersham while we were fishing the horses out of the river.
So, was it true? Was the oven haunted?
Not that we found. But there was a strange...
Strange little baker fella attached to his mother and lured people to his basement.
We dropped Mumdazy down the sewer.
And now Hammersham is locked up, so he can't hurt anyone. Shame is that sourdough was the best.
Wig, you might want to find another bakery. Stop talking to that sewer crate. Shut it.
Hey. Have you heard a rumor? Heard the rumor about the money? The money stashed down in the sewer?